We're going to move on to item number five, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2010 fourth quarter budget report. John Hawes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is the standard quarterly budget report that we provide, although this is for the fourth quarter, the last quarter of fiscal year 2010. You can see you received sort of the detailed information in your diligent materials. This is just a sort of a summary page, as I've provided in the past, appear to show. And in summary, our revenues, we came in nearly $600,000 over in revenues. Primarily, that was from two or three areas. The largest was actually interest income. We were fairly conservative in our budgeting on interest income, and we were able to achieve a little bit more, not a huge amount more, but somewhat more this last year. And then we had a little bit more revenue in the raw water sales. You may have remembered that very early in this year, we had some interruptible water sales that we sold that we had not budgeted for, so that increased our raw water sales. So our revenues were a little bit over. On the expense side, you can see we're about on operating expenses, we're about $2.1 million under in operating expenses, and the detail again is in the materials, and I'll be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any questions on that. And some of the areas that we came in under budget there was fairly well across the board. You typically have sometimes items where you have vacancies and things like positions, and there's a lag usually in rehiring, and so you tend to save money usually year in and year out on those type of things, and that's where some of that comes from. Project expenditures, we came a little bit under in our project expenditures area, about $500,000 that are in our operating budget. And then down below, second to last line, the capital projects, we had significantly less spending on our capital projects in fiscal 2010 than we had budgeted for. But I will also say that when we budgeted for those, that a lot of the projects, and there's really about five of those projects that make up that $8 million worth of that $8.9 million that were deferred into fiscal 11. We will do those most likely in fiscal 11, but they just, for various circumstances, did not get started or did not get completed in fiscal 10. So, and some things, like as an example, the Graham Flood Control Project, which is a federal project with U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We anticipate funding our share of that in fiscal 11, did not happen in fiscal 10, based to really more to what the Corps was doing at that point. So that was $2 million of it as an example. But I'll be happy to answer any questions in regard to that. But you can see at the end of the year on a budget basis, or really sort of a modified cash basis, we ended up with about $44 million in reserves and ending reserves, uncommitted reserves that we had at the end of fiscal year 10. Be happy to answer any questions anybody might have about that.
Any questions for John? Thank you, John.